Here are five clever electrical tips, including why I think you won't mind giving up these. Tip number five, there is a way better alternative out there to using these. Tip number five is to stop using morettes. So these things basically have a little metal housing on the inside, and these are used to try to connect your wires. And the fact is, you just don't know if it's actually making a positive connection or not. So the replacement that is so much easier to use and so much better is these guys. These are called lever nuts. So you can take a couple of wires like this, and let's grab one of these that does two. And if you look up close here, inside there's a couple of inserts. And when you close one of these, you can see that metal inside there where it's pinching down and making a positive connection. So as I feed my two wires in here, just feed them both in like that, push down the lever, and then with that, I've got a nice positive connection. I can visibly see that the levers are engaged, so there's no issues there. Another great thing about these is even if you've got a situation where you've got several wires, here I've got five different ones, and I've even got one that's a much heavier gauge than these 14 gauge wires here, I can still feed all of them in, make sure they're all pushed in, lock down the levers, and then I can use these five. And if I need to change something out, let's say I need to replace the source for this one, I can pull that one out and then put a different one in later, slide that in, lock it down. It's in there snug and I'm good to go. Now these kits are pretty inexpensive. They're usually around 20 bucks. And the nice thing is they have all different kinds of connectors. There's lots of pieces in here and you have that peace of mind of knowing that everything is connected exactly the way it should be and there's no guesswork involved. Tip number four, when you need to splice wires together, twisting them is not the answer. If you're trying to fix a wire that's been cut like this one, start by stripping the wires about 1.5 inches or 4 centimeters deep, exposing the wires inside. Twist each set of wires until it resembles one solid wire. Slide some heat shrink tubing over one side, and we'll come back to this toward the end of this step. Starting with one of the wires, create a hook where the rest of the wire follows parallel to the existing wire, and then